Welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, March 15th. U.S. equities were lower for the week, with the Nasdaq posting its second consecutive weekly drop and the small-cap Russell saw its worst week since the opening of 2024. Big tech was mixed, though Tesla and Meta saw notable drops. Among the laggards were airlines, semi, software, road and rail, restaurants, home builders, REITs, asset managers, and credit cards. Among the better performers were energy, insurance, managed care, chemical, multis, defense, regional banks, media, and China tech. Treasuries were notably weaker, with yields for most maturities seeing a five-day run higher. The 10-year yield was up more than 20 basis points. This came amid the week's mixed growth inflation data and $117 billion of Treasury auctions, which saw good demand for 3- and 30-year issues but a trailing 10-year auction. The dollar was stronger on the major crosses, particularly versus the yen. Gold finished down 0.1% for the week, and the WTI crude settled up 4.1%. There was a big focus on the week's data releases, primarily a hotter-than-expected reading for February core CPI. However, there were more constructive takes on the report's composition, particularly regarding the lower OER and super core inflation measures. February PPI was also hotter on both headline and core measures. The latest initial and continuing jobless claims are both below consensus, speaking to the resilience of the labor market. In contrast, the February retail sales reports was weaker across the board, with some attention on downward revisions, while the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index was softer, with respondents flagging inflationary pressures and weaker hiring plans. Preliminary U-Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations were little changed. Beyond the data and several notable corporate earnings releases, it was a relatively uneventful week. There was a bit of implied debate about the respective bull and bear cases, with the more bullish threads being increasingly qualified. The market still seems to be factoring in strong economic growth, a resilient labor market, corporate earnings which are solid, and a promising disinflationary trend. A key focus remains expectations for coming central bank easing, though this week's somewhat hotter inflation reports did not generate a big shift in market bets for a first Fed cut in June. The past week also saw some pushback against a bubble talk, with commentators noting broadening leadership beyond the tech giants. Sock Chen discussed rational optimism versus fears of irrational exuberance. AI optimism remains a key tailwind, though there are also some worries about what may happen should the momentum unwind. The bear case seemed to get somewhat more oxygen this week, particularly given the data suggesting that the disinflationary path is likely to remain bumpy at best. Worries about the last mile down to the Fed's 2% target have remained present, and some were concerned by the jump in the long-term inflation expectations in the New York Fed's latest consumer survey. Control Group sales were flat in the latest retail sales report, generating more talk about the wallet share shift to services, where inflation has proven stickier. There were debates about some ongoing consumer headwinds, Boeing issues spilling over into the airline industry, and focus on a more difficult regulator backdrop for M&A. Moving on to some corporate highlights, Williams-Sonoma results and guidance were better, with the company also boosting its dividend and buyback. Dick's Sporting Goods beat on most key metrics, with analysts upbeat on margins and execution. Advanced Auto Parts was boosted by news of a third-point stake. The company disclosed cooperation agreements and new independent directors. Analysts were positive on the new CEO at 3M. Oracle Takeaways focused on a record $80 billion in total RPO, driven by large new cloud infrastructure deals. Archer Daniels Midlands announced its internal investigation found inter-segment sales adjustments had no impact on company key financials. To the downside, Adobe earnings and revenue beat, but guidance was a disappointment, with notes that Firefly credits continue to delay AI revenue upside. Dollar Tree results and Q1 guidance were light, closing approximately 600 Family Dollar stores in H1. Southwest Airlines announced it would cut 2024 capacity, and Q1 RASM was trimmed amid weakness in close-in leisure demand. President Biden voiced concerns about the proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel. Jabil cut FY24 guidance, with management noting decline in demand for 5G and renewable businesses. Sentinel One headline numbers were largely better, but some analysts were concerned about a slowdown in new net ARR. Next week brings 19-20 March FOMC meeting. While rates are expected to remain unchanged, there will be some attention on whether member trims their forecast for rate cuts this year. Consensus seems to think forecasts will hold at 75 basis points of loosening. The Bank of Japan will also be in focus, with some expectations it may hike and move away from yield curve control next week. A lot of eyes will be on the NVIDIA's GPU technology conference, given the market's current laser focus on AI. It will be a fairly light week of economic updates, so several housing indicators are on the calendar. That's it for the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.